You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. In Deborah Ann Percy's short story, The Woman Who Loved Paul Simon, the main character has just about had it with her dinner date.
Paul Simon's songs have words about being alone, about giving up trying to find someone to trust. That wouldn't be much good for dinner. Allison stirs her coffee. She wants to tell him how wrong he is, how the music is good for everything because it's true. But then the evening will end shortly after dinner. She smiles.
That was an excerpt from Percy's new book of short stories called Invisible Traffic. The Kalamazoo writer and playwright will be holding a reading at Michigan News Agency on Wednesday night. WMUK's Zinta A-Star spoke with Percy about major themes in her diverse story collection.
These are stories about women, women and their children. There are some wonderful women writers who write stories from a woman's point of view, but too often, I think, a woman has to be a bad mother to be the subject of a literary story. I don't think that's true. I think being a good mother, making the decisions you have to make to be a good mother and make your children safe and healthy is just as hard.
You're a playwright a lot of the time. How do you choose in which direction to go? Is something going to be a play, or is it going to be a story, or do they sometimes cross over?
They often cross over. I find that sometimes I start a story and it turns into just dialogue back and forth and back and forth. So it's what the story wants to be, whether it's a play or a... The things that you can do on the stage, of course, that you can't do in a short story. And there are obviously things in a short story because you can talk about what people are thinking, how they feel about other people. All that has to come out in action, which is dialogue and physical action on the stage. So
as I read your stories, I have to say, Debbie, you're something of a tease. That a lot of these endings, it's like, well, I think I know where this is going, but I'm not entirely sure. So there's a bit of a cliffhanger at the end of these, or maybe I'm missing something.
Oh,
but...
well, that's fine.
Yeah,
that's fine. Sometimes I think in life we don't know where things are going.
That's true. There's a terrific variety, which I think is wonderful. Your imagination seems to be inspired by many different types of stories. There's a husband who drops a wife off at a store and then just disappears. A child who swims dangerously far, baking apple pies, one-night stands, domineering friends. I mean, it's usually with writers you see one type of a theme, but you have a wonderful variety.
I think the theme is invisible traffic, actually. I think the theme between all the stories is that we're all doing the best we can. We aren't always successful, but there is a lot of invisible traffic out there waiting to get us.
I enjoyed the title story, which was the grand finale on this. And
thank you.
Anything like that ever happened to you? This
invisible
kind of bad
traffic?
Karma and cars out of nowhere?
Absolutely. I think it's absolutely true. And my friend, who is the friend with the hair in that story, just loves that title because it's true. Something's on your mind, your life is in some sort of disarray, and you pull out and you didn't see the car coming. And I think that happens quite often in traffic and in other places, that when your life becomes more difficult, more consumed, more intense, that there is invisible traffic.
That was Kalamazoo writer and playwright Deborah Ann Percy talking to WMUK's Zinta A-Stars. Percy will be reading from her new book of short stories, Invisible Traffic, at Michigan News Agency Wednesday night at 6. To hear the full interview with Percy, visit our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.